Okay, Daddy, open your eyes. It's a cosplay. This is what I'm going to the convention in. I've got the sailor outfit, the little pleated skirt, these thin thigh-high socks. I think that's everything. Oh, it's from this light novel series called My Shut-In Adult Stepdaughter Won't Stop Wearing Her School Uniform Around the House, and it's driving me crazy. You know how they have really long titles. But everyone calls it Hikimako for short. We've watched so much anime together, I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. I guess you do usually recommend older ones. So, does it look good? Really? Yay! I've never been to a con before, so I'm pretty nervous. You promise not to tell Mom, right? Thanks. You're the best stepdad ever. I mean it. All my mom's other boyfriends were into boring stuff. Like their truck, or how much they could lift, or drinking. You're the only one who ever paid any attention to me. Really. If it weren't for you, my mom wouldn't even let me watch anime. She still thinks it's all porn. Are you and her gonna be okay while I'm away at school? I heard you two fighting the day before she left for a business trip. I know you were trying to keep your voice down, but the walls are really thin, so... It's just... If you left, I don't know what I'd do with myself. She's so strict. After this weekend, she gets back, and... Then I have a couple days to pack before I move back into college. Promise me you'll work it out, okay? Thanks. I really like your hugs. Also, there's, something I wanted to ask you before I go. Well, I've always wanted to do it, but Mom wouldn't like it, and... It's nothing bad, I promise. It's just kind of embarrassing. Can I sit on your lap? It's... Well, I never met my dad, so I've never gotten to do that kind of thing before. And... something happens between you and Mom. I know, but just in case, please. My voice felt left out, and... Yes, thanks, Daddy. So, what you gonna do this weekend? Catch up on sleep? Play video games? Jerk off? Calm down, I'm just kidding. Oh, I know, you should totally watch Hikimako. It's about, well, the title pretty much sums it up. The daughter gets into all these awkward situations with her stepdad around the house. It's really funny and sweet. I think you'd like it. No, it's not inappropriate. Well, there's a little bit of fan service, but you'd be able to handle that, wouldn't you, Daddy? You've always been so good. You wouldn't give in to temptation just because of a cartoon, would you? No. You'd give in because your stepdaughter's sitting on your lap in a cute little skirt, calling you Daddy, and you're just too weak. No, don't be afraid. I won't tell Mom about your boner. I want to see it. Here, let me turn around and face you. Right? Do you like it when I grab it through your pants? See, up until a few weeks ago, I used to hear you and Mom through the wall almost every night, doing, you know. I told you, the walls are really thin. And now, I can't hear anything. And when I see you in the morning, you're always so frustrated. Being denied like that by Mom, it's just not fair. So, I've been thinking, maybe I could make you feel better. Can I? Can I make you feel better, Daddy? No, don't pull away, please. It's just kissing. I want it. And so do you. She's probably been cheating on you for months already. She flirts with older guys all the time when it's just me and her. She thinks I won't tell, but I care about you. And I'm not just gonna stand by while she gets fucked by some regional manager in a dirty hotel room without... Can I tell you something? When I asked if you liked my schoolgirl cosplay, what I meant was, would Daddy like it enough to grab the ribbon on my sailor outfit, pull my face down to him, and kiss me? Would he like it enough to do more than kiss me? Does that make me a bad girl? I'm sorry, Daddy, I just can't help it. After a while, every time I listened at night, I wondered, what if I was making those noises Mom makes? What if he were pushing into me instead of her? You know what I want. I'll get on my knees. And you can look at me in my cute little outfit while I take your pants down. Do you like how my outfit fits? My friend came over to take my measurements a few weeks ago. She touched me all over so I could get it just right. Oh, Daddy. It's so big. If I'd known that you wanted me this bad, I would have let you do the measuring instead. Running your hands all over my body. Yes, you do. Don't lie. If you didn't want me, you wouldn't let me stroke your cock like this. You'd get up and walk away. You wouldn't be rock hard staring at me with that desperate look on your face. And you definitely wouldn't want me to sink my pretty face down onto your cock. Plump, moist lips sucking and swirling all over. Does that feel good, Daddy? Do you want more? Say it. He's a pervert. Getting sucked off by his wife's daughter. Too horny to say no. It's not really your fault. I mean, everyone says Mom and I look exactly alike. Nobody would blame you for being attracted to a younger, prettier, flirtier copy of her. And you're not cheating. I'm just helping you blow off some steam after a tough week. You're not thinking of cheating on her, are you, Daddy? Because I am. It's making my pussy so fucking wet. Are you imagining what it looks like? Because you don't have to imagine anymore. You can look at it right now if you want. Here. No, no. I'm not gonna sit on your lap again and sink down on your dick. I'm not gonna cheat on her. You are. And do you really think you could stop yourself if I stood up, bent myself over the kitchen table, and started fingering my dripping wet cunt right in front of you? Maybe swish my cute little butt. Until you can't take it anymore and cheat on your wife. Just give in, Daddy. What? Of course I'm not wearing any panties. So you can see what you're missing out on. I'd let you fuck me whenever you want, you know. We could do it when Mom goes to her aerobics class. Or while she's in the shower, or in the parking lot while you're driving me to get food. I like really dirty stuff. You can even come visit me at college. It'll be our little secret. All you have to do is get up from that chair and push your cock inside me. I know you want to. When was the last time you fucked someone who wanted you this bad? She doesn't love you. She doesn't love you the way I do. Oh, Daddy. Yes. Daddy. Oh, fuck. You're inside me. Oh, my God. Fuck. Fill me up. Yes. Just like that. Keep going. Deeper. God, run my clit, Daddy. Take my skirt and just like that, yeah. Oh God, I'm a bad girl. I'm a bad girl for tempting Daddy, and I deserve to get fucked. Fuck, it feels so good. Don't stop, don't fucking stop. You know she bought this table, right? I helped her pick it out. We went to the store together and. And I'm smearing my pussy juice all over it. This is so wrong. Next time you're eating breakfast with her, you're gonna think about what we did and get hard all over again. Fuck me harder. Harder than you fuck her. Slap my ass. Do it. Yes. Tell me you like me better. She doesn't. She doesn't deserve you, does she? You're never gonna come for her again. Next time you fuck her, all you're gonna think about is how much better it was with me. Are you getting close, Daddy? I want your cum so bad. I want. God, I'm gonna come with you. Come inside me, Daddy.
I want it to drip out onto her floor. I wanna go to the con full of daddy's cum. Yeah, do it. Come with me. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. God. On my thigh highs. You made such a mess. Fuck, that felt so good. No, it's okay. I'll buy some new ones on the way there. And then you can wash these for me over the weekend. Unless you'd rather sit in bed and sniff them while you've got the whole house to yourself. You promised to work things out with Mom, right? Awesome. You're the best, Daddy.